It seems all but inevitable that New York State will legalize recreational marijuana sometime this year, now that the governor and leaders of the legislature all agree that it should happen. But a coalition of groups, including county sheriffs and the PTA, warn of moving too quickly. They say there are several serious factors to consider, including the potential of increased traffic deaths and stepped-up drug use by teens and children. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The sheriffs and chiefs of police associations, along with county health officials, AAA and the PTA, say they know they've been slow to voice their concerns as the push to allow adults to use marijuana in New York has gained momentum. But they say there are some negative consequences that need to be thought through before lawmakers act. Rob Machel, Oneida County Sheriff, is president of the New York State Sheriffs Association.
People will die as a result of folks making the destructive decision of using marijuana and then operating a motor vehicle.
The chief of police of Malvern on Long Island, John Aresta, heads the New York Association of Chiefs of Police. He says law enforcement is already overwhelmed with the opioid crisis and don't look forward to having another drug to contend with.
We're putting all our efforts towards stopping opioids, and now we're going to turn around and say, but it's okay to go and smoke marijuana.
He criticized Governor Andrew Cuomo for changing his position on legalizing recreational pot. Cuomo, just 2 years ago, said he thought using marijuana led to harder drugs, but now in his budget, he's proposed legalizing the substance.
In 2017, this was a gateway drug. Now in 2019, it's not. And I have not seen any proof to say that it's not a gateway drug.
Cuomo says he changed his mind on legalizing marijuana after neighboring states allowed the drug to be sold to adults. County health officials from across the state are also opposed. Their association's executive director, Sarah Ravenhall, says the use of marijuana can cause increased risk of stroke, respiratory problems, and unintended exposure of the drug to children. She says because marijuana has been illegal in the United States for so long, not enough research has been conducted into the long-term effects of the drug, leaving health officials in the dark about potential future harm.
There will be a public health impact and an increased workload for the already taxed public health workforce.
The New York State PTA's Kyle Bella-Kopitsky says permitting adults to use marijuana in New York will increase the use of the drug among children. She compares it to the use of tobacco products.
1 in 5 of our children in the past month has vaped. Nearly 1 million of our children in our schools have smoked tobacco. This will filter down to them.
The groups say if the measure is going to be approved, then the sheriffs and police departments will need more funding to retrain or even replace their drug-sniffing dogs, who've been trained to detect marijuana along with other substances. They say they also need to hire and train more drug recognition experts to help determine whether marijuana is a factor in a traffic accident, something they say is difficult to do because the THC contained in the drug stays in the bloodstream for a long time after use. The PTA's Bella-Kopitsky says she plans to bring 100 parents to the state capitol to lobby lawmakers to at least take the proposal out of the state budget and devote more time to addressing opponents' concerns.
Where legislators and the governor's office and other health officials and other state agencies can really have an impact in this conversation, this cannot be rushed.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has already called for more time to work on the bill and put off the measure to legalize marijuana until later in the spring. A spokeswoman for Hastie says his main concern, though, is ensuring that communities negatively affected by marijuana prohibition receive economic benefits and opportunities. A spokesman for Governor Cuomo says the governor's office did reach out to law enforcement when crafting the legislation and believes that more drug recognition experts can be funded through tax revenue generated from sales of the drug. And spokesman Tyrone Stevens says any new law would enact more stringent rules against driving while under the influence. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.